the ecosystem. Exploration is conducted at your own risk. Utilizing alien resources is a proven survival strategy. Explore, study, catalog new species, secure food and energy, and gather data on unusual phenomena.
That is right, guys. Some Nautica. Sorry, I haven't uploaded anything over the weekend or over Friday. I think I did a old episode that I just couldn't release because I kept on making new ones. But yeah. Here it is. So today we're just going to watch the trailers. Tomorrow, I'm spending $49.99 on Subnautica. That's freaking cool. Before it was like $35, but as Subnautica gets popular, and as all game developers do, they up the price as soon as... it seems to be like a bad luck charm with me. As soon as I'm about to buy something, for example, Subnautica, they up the price. I was looking at this last week. It was still $35, as it has been for years. Well, ever since release, almost. And then all of a sudden, it skyrockets in the past week to $50. That's freaking annoying. But... yeah. It's annoying as hell, but... Today we're going to watch the trailers, like I said. Damn it. Right, I should have done this before I started the podcast. Yeah, my thing is just downloading. And all of a sudden... It's a percent every second almost. 27, 28, 29, 30... 31%, 32%, 33%, 34%, 35%. Yeah, you get the picture. It takes a while. So I'm just downloading my theme song. It's taking a little bit. But, yeah. Subnautica is in the house, guys. Yeah, $44.99. Almost $50. So I've still got $5 left over, but yeah. The Deep Ocean Bundle. It's a bundle. Subnautica Below Zillow and just Subnautica. And they freaking if you even buy the bundle, you save 0% off. And it's $89.98. But anyway, guys. Oh, cool, my download's done. Anyway, guys, we'll talk more in depth about Subnautica. Ooh. Hold on. Shh, guys. Ooh. That's amazing. We'll get into that next podcast episode. But without further ado, let's get right into it. Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. If you don't listen to this podcast episode unless you want to hear me reading pretty much every single article on the Steam Subnautica page. And we'll watch trailers at the start to give you guys a, like, just a little brief, you know what I mean. Anyway, trailer number two, here we go. Bop-a-dee-bop-bop-bop. Let's listen in.
CPR.
I've seen a lot of gameplay of Subnautica. I've seen Dante the Am play it. I've seen 8-Bit Ryan play it. PewDiePie just started playing it a couple months ago. I've seen Dante the Am play it. You get them. You know. I've seen Socks for One play it as well. You guys most likely know them. Socks for One, known as the modder of literally every single game, gets all the mods for every single game, and then like Jacksepticeye, 8-Bit Ryan, and Dan, they're all, yeah, they just do gameplay and stuff like that. But yeah, don't take your helmet off, buddy. You're just gonna, the Aurora explodes, don't you know? Goshness gracious. Fish. Sea Emperor. God, the Sea Emperor looks scary in the trailer, but really in game. Is that the Ghost Leviathan? Or is that just some completely ridiculous roar? Okay. I'm attempting a controlled descent. Trailer number three.
Sunlight. I've been dreaming of it for months. But it's hard to enjoy alone.
Hello.
The crash seems so long ago now.
The Seamoth looks so cool just turning into it.
We shouldn't have gone so deep. They do not want us down.
Freaking Reaper, screw you.
Despite
all
my best efforts, ill health is taking hold of me.
Margaret and father are already. Warning, all Subnautica episodes will be explicit. Just gonna let you know that.
I'll join you.
No. And then the Aurora freaking crashes down after the Degassi. Awesome. Trailer number four, guys. No. I've already watched all of these. I love this. I love this Subnautica song. Abandoned Ship. Kaboom! There's Aurora! Not many people use propulsion and repulsion cannons. And I don't know why. They're so freaking awesome. If I did a top 10 things, the propulsion and repulsion would probably make it in there. Then reef backs, somewhere in there. Subnautica, but also like all basically all the machines, all the base modules, all sorts of stuff. That's pretty much what Subnautica is. I like everything about Subnautica. Stasis Rifle is probably something that will make it in the top 10. The old abandoned degassy bases on the islands, that will make it. I have so many plans for Subnautica, guys. It's ridiculous. Okay. That's taken up enough time already. Also, you might notice that I'm doing this a lot. That's because I'm I've got a bit of a sore throat today. But anyway, let's get talking. Subnautica, descend into the depths of an alien underwater world, filled with wonder and peril, craft, equipment, pilot submarines, and outsmart wildlife to explore lush coral reefs, volcanoes, cave systems, and more, all while trying to survive. Recent reviews and all reviews overwhelmingly positive. Release date, 23rd of January, 2018. Developer, and I think this is ridiculous. They published their own game? Apparently that's illegal, but I think they are a publisher of some sort. Because they publish other games, Unknown Worlds. popular user-defined tags for this product, open world, survival craft, survival, open world. Really? I would say underwater sci-fi horror game. Oh, it's freaking awesome, this game. It's a single-player game. You can get Steve achievements from it. Full controller support, Steam trading cards, remote play on tablet, which is what I do with other Steam games. Remote play on TV. VR support, Valve Index, blah, blah, blah. No one needs to know about VR. We're not playing VR, guys. We're playing PC. Subnautica is an underwater adventure game that's set on an alien ocean planet, a massive open world full of wonder and peril awaits you. You have crash landed on an alien ocean world, and the only way to go is down Subnautica's ocean range from sun drenched. You okay? Now you're just faking! Shush! where was I? Oceans range from sun-drenched shallow coral reefs to treacherous deep-sea trenches, lava fields, and bioluminescent underwater rivers. Manage your oxygen supply as you explore kelp forest, plateaus, reefs, and mining cave systems. But water teems with life. Some of it helpful, much of it harmful. Disrupt the food chain, unravel the mystery, construct underwater habitats, handle the pressure, fear the night, dive below an ocean floor, ocean development, about the development team. Warning, this game contains flashing lights that may make it unsuitable for people with photosensitive epilepsy, I think it is, or other photosensitive conditions. Discorrection, I don't know how to say those two words, is advised. System requirements, no, we don't want the Mac OS X, we want Windows, because Windows is what I'm playing on, believe it or not. Requires a 64 storage. Where is storage? How much storage does this keep go? I found it. How much do we have? Oh, we're all right. This game should run very, very smoothly. I've got all the requirements and recommended things, and I've got double the space needed. I have 49.5 GB left, I think. This thing only requires 20. Almost awesome. I hate the arrow key. I'm just reading the comments. are you winning, son? Okay. The awards for Subnautica. All of them are 2018. Subnautica, best survival game. PC game of 2018. Subnautica, PC game of the year. Golden Joysticks 2018. Subnautica, best exploration game. Game Informer 2018. All of them are in the year of which Subnautica was released. Anyway, let's get back to watching the trailers, shall we? But like I said earlier, continue that trailer. Yeah, these ones are beginning to be update trailers, not actual trailers now. Solar Trade Map B. This is forever ago on the Steam off. Sonar terrain mapping there. Vortex torpedoes. Electromagnetic defense. Storage compartments. Biter fish. Them little fuckers. Jelly mushroom caves. Stasis rifle, away! Terraform model is completely gone. This is old. Seamoth update. Available now on Steam. This is such an old update. The Terraformer isn't even in the final game. Like the full release of Subnautica. Which I find is kind of preposterous. Anyway. I think this one's the infected update. Come on, play. Please. Play? There we go. Containment facility exterior. Back then, the game didn't really crave field biome. Back then, the game didn't really have much story to it. Lab cache. Yeah, it's just weird when you look at it and the full release, and then you look back. PDA drag and drop. Improved map scan room. Research facility. Infected update. Available now on Steam. Yeah. These are like really old now. This one's a porn suit update, I'm pretty sure. Am I playing for me? Please. Resources. This is so old. Grapple and swing. Launch torpedoes. Propulsion cannon. Mm.
new Aurora sections.
Broadsuit update.
Oh god, what's going on?
My iPad was just cutting out. Okay. Well, that sums it up. All Subnautica-related episodes are, in fact, explicit. Like, no matter what, they're pretty much all explicit. So I'll just put this trailer in the background. Well, that is going to pretty much wrap it up for today's episode. See you guys on the other side. This is Charbler Gaming out, and you can listen to the trailer.
Shouldn't have gone so deep.